سيد الصغرى and سيد عمار حسين باقري and also شبر علي خان with the loud صلوات الله محمد وعلى محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله أوله بلا أول كان قبله وآخره بلا آخر يكون بعده الذي قصرت عن رؤيته أبصار الناظرين وأجزت عن نعته أوهام الواسفين. ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا حبيب الله رب العالمين ابو القاسم المصطفى محمد. اللهم صل وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين ولعنة الدائم على ادائهم وغاصب حقوقهم ومنكر فضائلهم اجمعين من الان الى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في محكمه الكتاب المجيد، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، لقد كرمنا بني آدم وحملناه على البر والبحر. صدق الله العلي العظيم. صلاة على محمد وعلى محمد. Request for all of the mu'mineen to move a bit forward with the salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Thank you very much. Thank you. My apologies, but thank you very much. Thank you. Ahsant. Ahsantum. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Another salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Three unique or three phenomena. Three realities. One is the reality of self-recognition or the phenomena of self-recognition. Number two is the reality of honor, which is translated as karama. Number three, the reality or phenomena of izzat, which is translated as dignity. We want to look at these three realities. The reason we are looking at this is to understand them, to acquire them, because these were the three unique qualities that were there in the uprising of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And if we have these three qualities, or if we understand these realities, then we will be able to acquire them. Now, to investigate these three realities, we do not need to have a belief system, because all of these three are based in the nature or in the fitrat of insan. Whatsoever is in Islam, is in Quran, the teachings of Islam and the teachings of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, they are all based upon the very fitrat of insan. One will easily accept, because their kalam, their speech, the Quran is light. And that's one. The other thing is, whatsoever is in the Quran, or whatever the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, is within us or within human being. It just requires for it to bring it out, or it requires sort of like a deeper contemplation and investigation of these realities. Because what is outside, which we call it the macrocosm, is within the microcosm, which we are. What is outside? This is the whole universe, as Amirul Mu'mineen says. You think of yourself as Jarmun Saghir, like a little, you know, creature, but the whole universe is within you. So it is not required of us really to look outside. It is in here. So So what I say or what we speak or discuss tonight, you would be saying that, well, something was simple, you know, what Maulana is saying is right. But it really requires that thinking and contemplation, right? So we said self-recognition, which is the basis or foundation of, or the essential quality of every created being. That's what we said last night. Every created thing, whatsoever that we have, that is there around us and in us, self-recognition is a must. It's essential. Now, as we believe in Allah, so we would say that where do we get this self-recognition quality in us from? This is from the Khaliq himself. This is from the Lord, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Because this quality is in him. Kuntu kanzan makhfiya, I was a hidden treasure and I like to be recognized. So I created the creation. So if Allah is Hakim, his creation will be Hakim. If Allah is Ghafoor, his creation will be Ghafoor. If Allah is Alim, his creation will be Alim. If Allah is Adil, his creation will be Adil. If Allah is Jamal, his creation will be Jamal. And Jalal and so on and so forth. So this quality of self-recognition that we all have, and every created shay, thing have, is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. It can't be other than that. Simple as that. So, now, as we believe in God, and as we see this is how Allah is, and this is how his creation would be, in the reflection of that. The creation is the reflection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this quality of self-recognition, no one can deny that. Every insan who is a believer or not believer, he said, yes, what Maulana is saying is right. Like the examples we gave. That little child, he likes to be self-recognized. Right? That little cat, you know, it will hunt, although it doesn't want to eat that squirrel, but it will kill it and will bring it at your doorstep, you know, just to show itself. It will be recognized. So every created thing has that in it. You know, like we talked about the minerals as well. The aqiq becomes aqiq for a certain reason. So that is one. The second metaphysical reality is izzat, dignity. There isn't a creature who loves dignity. Or let's just take insan. There isn't an insan or a human being who would not like to acquire dignity. Everyone, regardless of him being a Muslim or non-Muslim, it likes to have dignity. But the question, as we said last night, is that how will he acquire this dignity? Is this dignity acquired through the right means? Because see, insan have this essential reality with him, which is self-recognition, right? For him to be self-recognized, there are different means and ways. For example, you know, one of that is that dignity. You know, he will be self-recognized through that, you know, dignity. If he has dignity, he will be self-recognized. See, if he has that dignity. So now we said that how he will acquire this dignity, which we call it izzat. You know, dignity means izzat. As a matter of fact, you know, izzat, which really stems out, the source of izzat and dignity is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, which is known as Al-Aziz. Allah is Al-Aziz. Izzat and Al-Aziz, there's a relationship with that. Now, why Allah is known as Al-Aziz and what does Al-Aziz means? Al-Aziz means a being, an existence, a being which have no influence on it, is Aziz. Right? There's no influence that could ever have on Aziz, Al-Aziz. That's why the king is known as Al-Aziz, because his farman, his command, is there's no influence on it. It's carried out. Right? So that's why he's known as Al-Aziz. Right? And if you look in the Quran, Al-Aziz comes with different names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Azizul Hakim, Aziz al-Ghafur, Aziz al-Wahhab, Aziz al-Qahhar, you know. So now it really depends that this Al-Aziz is coming with which name and what is the verse talking about, and it's ending up with Aziz al-Hakim. Sometimes the verse ends up with Aziz al-Rahim. It doesn't end with Aziz al-Hakim. No, you must be saying that what Maulana ko kya ho gaya, ye kis qisam ki baatein leke aaye hain, salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. But let me tell you, agar is majalison mein hum is qisam ka zikr nahi kare aur sirf qisse aur kahaniyan bol ke guzar jaye to fayda nahi hai is minbar ka aur is majalis ka. Is majalis aur is zikr mein iski haqeeqat ye hai ki insaan apne jo safar hai uska khudawan mutaal ki taraf usse jo hai purbar kare aur izafa kare apne ilm mein aur apne maarifat mein. اور جو مختلف آیات ہے یا خطبات ہے, کل میں نے جو خطبہ پڑھا تھا امام حسین علیہ السلام کا, اثنیہ بحسن الثنا, جو ثنا میں اور حمد میں کیا فرق ہے, اگر ہم جانیں بولیں گے کہ اس سے کیا فرق پڑے گا میری عبادت پہ, مثال کے طور پہ شاید بعض لوگ اس طرح سے سوال کریں کہ ثنا خوب, ثنا بھی جو ہے مد ہے, پریز کرنے کو کہتے ہیں, حمد بھی جو ہے ایک قسم سے پریز ہی ہے, مجھے اس سے کیا ہوگا, میری نماز کو کچھ فائدہ ہے اس میں؟ درحقیقت اگر ہم ثنا اور حمد کا فرق نہیں جانیں تو پھر وہ خطبے کی حقیقت کو ہم نہیں سمجھ پائیں گے امام حسین علیہ السلام, اور وہ کیا کہنا چاہ رہے ہیں. اور جو اصحاب امام حسین علیہ السلام ہیں وہ اس حقائق کو سمجھتے ہیں, اسی لیے انہیں کہا گیا ہے اولیاء اللہ, اسی لیے انہیں کہا گیا ہے کہ خدا متعال کی محبت میں ہیں یہ افراد, کیونکہ وہ افراد جانتے ہیں, وہ شخصیتیں جانتے ہیں کہ ثنا میں اور حمد میں کیا فرق ہے. اگر ہمارے پاس اس کی معرفت ہو تو ظاہر سی بات ہے ہماری عبادت میں بھی فرق آئے گا, اور جو کلمات ہے, جملات ہے, دو خطبات ہے معصومین علیہ السلام کی, اس سے سمجھ, اس کی حقیقت جاننے سے اپنی عبادت میں فرق آئے گا, اپنی روش میں, زندگی میں فرق آئے گا. صلوات بھیجے محمد والے محمد پر. My apologies to the brothers who couldn't follow Urdu. What I was saying that it's very important that we focus upon these issues. We can't just spend the hour or 45 minutes that we sit together to discuss just on shallow, or just pay a lip service, or just surface around things. We got to look deep. What the Quran is saying, what the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really mean, so that it has an effect on us, right? So we were talking about Al-Aziz, which is one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it comes with other names of God. When we are saying Allah is Al-Aziz Al-Hakim, that means that the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is within is Al-Aziz. It cannot be influenced by anything. So if Allah, when we are saying, is Al-Aziz Al-Hakim, means that it will allow Qizr to really, make a hole in that boat. Is some hikmat there, and a hikmat, a wisdom that is uninfluential, that's Aziz al-Hakim. Where Musa is bewildered why Khizr is really killing that young child, or why Khizr is making the hole in that very boat that he's sitting, right? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Aziz al-Hakim, there is wisdom there. So Izzat, which is dignity, which really comes from that very name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Aziz. So Izzat is also uninfluential. That's why the Izzat of Imam Hussein, the Izzat of Qiyam of Imam Hussein is uninfluential. It cannot be influenced by anything. The liberalist wants to use it, the communist wants to use it, everyone wants to use the uprising of Imam Hussein for their own purpose, or they want to twist it and turn it. But the Qiyam of Imam Hussein is Al-Aziz. And the Izzat of Imam Hussein is likewise.
No, that is uninfluential and that will remain. No, right. So it stems out from that very root word or from that name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Al-Aziz. Now, dignity, you know, that's what it means. Izzat means dignity. So this reality of dignity, everyone likes it and everyone wants to acquire it. But where one could acquire dignity, that depends upon the honor given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is called the karamat. That's the third reality. Karamat, karramna, as we said, laqad karramna bani Adam. Without doing anything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have honored human beings, have honored insan. لَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالْبَحَرِ. He has honored Bani Adam and helped him carry himself upon the sea and the land. And in other verses as well, you have the word karamna being used. But this means that Allah have provided us with an aql, with an intellect by which we could carry ourselves in this dunya. We could live, we could extract the best. And at the same time, we could, you know, make an ark and go over the ocean. Now, as Allah has provided this aql without us asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has given us for free. That's called karama. That's been honored by Allah, right? The same way is the love of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. You know, wa akramani bik وَيَرْزُقَنِي تَلَبَ ثَارِكَ مَا الْإِمَامِ الْمَنْصُورِ مِنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِ مُحَمَّدٍ. Right? That's what we recite. اللهم صلى الله عليه وسلم. In the Ziyarat Ashura, right? It is an honor given to us, the love of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, without doing anything. Now, how a person will gain dignity, we are saying, if an individual fulfills his responsibility towards this honor given, then the izzat comes. And a type of izzat that is not influenced by anybody. No matter who wants to take away this dignity, they will not be able to do so. Because al-izzatu lillahi wa li rasulihi wa lil mu'mineen. Because it's a vertical reality. That izzat that he has gained by fulfilling his responsibility towards the honor that God have given him, that will remain forever. Right? So therefore, when that aql is given to insan, now as the aql is given to insan, that he should establish justice, that he should be just, that he should, you know, he should not usurp or waste the environment. Now if he is given that aql and he's extracting the best from the land, and at the same time, you know, fulfilling his responsibility towards this honor that he has been given, this tool of aql or whatever has been given, then he will gain izzat. If he becomes selfish and dump the waste in the ocean, like we said last night, then obviously he's gaining disgrace, not izzat, right? He's been given that aql, he's extracting it, but for his selfish reasons, right, for his... by his own calculation, how he will have dignity by having money, for example, if he just thinks that way, by being the CEO or the best company or the most powerful company, then he's thinking that way, right? So he thinks that the izzat, the dignity is through that, but not through honoring the aql, but not through honoring God, but not through honoring humanity, then obviously he's gaining disgrace. He's not gaining dignity. But if he honors his humanity, if he honors his aql, if he honors justice, then that dignity that he has gained will be there forever. For example, a child is given a Rolex watch for getting the best of score in school, right? He puts it on, there's dignity in it. There's another person who steals it and who puts it on as well. There's no dignity in that. Both is they have achieved the same thing. Child A have achieved the same watch. Child B have achieved the same watch. In terms of the honor is the same thing. But what about the dignity? Right? The dignity is not there. For child A there is dignity. For the child B, it is the same thing, but there is no dignity. It is a disgrace. Right? So therefore, when a person fulfills his responsibility towards the honor that have been given out free by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to insan, then he gains izzat. And a type of izzat that will remain for him forever and ever. Now, to look at from another angle, honor is a vertical reality. It's been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And dignity is a horizontal reality that you gain in this dunya. Nevertheless, there's izzat in the dunya and there's izzat in the hereafter as well. You know, but izzat is something that we gain with our sort of zahmat, with our pains, with our try. We have to struggle for it and we have to gain it. It is Allah who gives it. Everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no doubt. But we strive and struggle for it and we gain that dignity. Now, going back onto that khutbah of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, which I was reciting last night, so that we relate this three concepts, which is self-recognition, which is izzat, and which is honor. Now, what Imam Hussain alayhi salam is saying in regards to honor here, I will briefly read it. I will read the translation in Farsi, not in Arabic here, although I read it last night in Arabic. Maybe a few lines in Arabic. He says, "Uthni ala alallahi ahsan as-sana, khudara bi behtareen satayish mi satayam." Shab-e Ashur, Abu Abdullah Hussain in khutbah rakhond. On the eve of Ashura, Imam Hussain recited this khutbah after Maghrib and Isha with his ashab. He says, "Wa ura be ura bar khushiha wa narahatiha hamd mikunam bar ilaha." تو را سپاس می گویم برای این که ما را به واسطه نبوت گرامی داشتید اکرمنا بالنبوه گرامی داشتن Allah have honored us by نبوت That's what Imam Hussain is saying نبوت is an honor given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us Now we have a responsibility towards this نبوت What is Imam Hussain doing? The reason I'm doing Qiyam is for that I revive the sunnah of the Prophet, that I revive the sunnah of Amirul Mumineen, that I do Amar bil Maruf, wa nahi anil munkar. No, that I establish. So that is the karamat, is the nabuwat that is given, and the action of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, the labbaik of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, the responsibility of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, and gaining dignity when one fulfills that responsibility towards it. So as Imam Hussain is fulfilling the responsibility towards wa akramna bin nabuwa, then the dignity is gained. So for us it's the same thing. If we say, if we love Imam Hussain alayhi salam, and it is, you know, Allah have honored us by the love of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, we have to fulfill our responsibility towards Imam Hussain alayhi salam. What Imam Hussain is saying, what the Masumin alayhi salam is saying, we have to fulfill that. What Deen is saying, we have to fulfill that. Not how we think what Deen should be saying. There's a difference. Deen has been given. And those who explain the Deen, they've been sent. The experts of the Deen are there. We have to take that. And fulfill our responsibility towards what has been given to us. Rather than sometimes or most of the time we say that it shouldn't be this way. It should be that way. It is our qara'at, you know, our understanding of the deen. You know, you see what I mean? So we get in trouble. That's what happens. You know, with it was a battle between the two, you know, prince, right? That is my understanding, my qara'at, what happened, right? Or some sort of, you know, reasons which were brought, religious reasons, for Imam Hussain alayhi salam, not to be with Imam Hussain alayhi salam, right? So wa akramna bin nabuwa. Then Imam says, very unique, which I will open tomorrow, inshallah. Wa allamtana al Quran wa waffaqtana fi al-din wa ja'alta lana asma'an wa absaran wa af'idatan. Oh Allah, we really thank you that you have placed eyes, ears, and heart. You know, which is able to comprehend and understand. People have eyes, people have ears and heart. La yafqahuna biha. As the ayah of the Quran says that the hell is filled with jinn and men, you know, lahu qulubun la yafqahuna biha. You know, they have heart but they do not really understand. Lahum lahum absarun la yubsaruna biha. I'll look at that verse tomorrow in detail. They have eyes but they don't see. So here Imam Hussein is saying that I've been given this. No, I really thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving me. And فَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Now here, he says, أَمَّا بَعْدَ. And then, this is hamd that he has done, right? And sana that he has done. And then he starts from here. And he says, پس اگر آمدید بر آنچه من خود را آمده کرده ام بدانید که خداوند فقط در مقابل تحمل سختی ها مقام های عالی را به بندگانش می بخشد. He says that if you guys are ready, Eve of Ashura, if you guys are ready for what I am ready for, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in return will give you the best. Now he's telling them, right? If you all are ready for the battle to be slain, to be killed in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will get the best. See, Iman and difficulties goes hand in hand. Now, as Surah An-Kabut clearly says that, you know, don't just think that we brought Iman, you will not be tested. You will be tested. The greater the iman, the greater the test. Ashaddul bala, the greatest of calamities and bala is for the anbiya. Right? And the Prophet said, I am the one who have been troubled the most out of all. Right? Really, if you just think about it, that these personalities were the most near, you know, amazing, Ahl-e Bayt alayhim salam. But look at their life. How much they suffer. How much they suffer. The house was burned. You know, Siddiqa Kubra, look at her life. At the age of 18, she's taking the support of the walls to walk. Right? She is known as Sayyidati Nisa'il Alameen. Even today, we know where her grave is. Right? This is zulm. Right? We don't know where her grave is. So, I mean, if you look at it, those who were near, those who have the greatest proximity to God, they suffered the most. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the same thing, and the others as well, right? So, Iman, belief, and trials and tribulation, difficulties, goes hand in hand. You know, it is tested. So Imam Hussein is saying, if you are ready for what I am ready for, then, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will indeed provide you the best. And then, he says, Garche. خدا ما را با گذشتگان از خانواده‌ام که من آخرین آنها هستم که در دنیا مونده‌ام به کرامت‌های مختص گردانیده که تحمل سختی‌ها بر من آسان شده. So he's saying that و ان الله و ان کان خصنی الله have given me a peculiarity or a special sort of, you know, he has made me special by what? Min al karamat bima yusahhilu ala maha ihtimal al makruhat. These makr, these trials, these difficulties for me is sahel, is asan. Because of what? Because of the karamat. Because of the honor that God have given me, because of that, things have become a bit easy for me. What sort of honor? We talked about yesterday. An angel is being cured by wiping his wing to the cradle of Imam Hussein. This is honor. The person goes to the Prophet and said, I don't have children. Prophet says that, I'm sorry. Sad, returning back, sees Imam Hussein. Arab, why you look so sad? I went to the Prophet, want to have children. The Prophet said, you cannot. Imam Hussein says, really? I give you one. He became happy. Then he said, I give you two. He became happy. I give you three. Prophet stood and asked Imam Hussein, oh Hussein, wait. Akramtana. This is honor. As Ayatollah Misbah says that Hussein did everything, gave everything what he has for Allah. And Allah did everything what Hussein wants. Allahumma salli Muhammad. At this age, this is akramtana, this is honor, right? We talked about Habib last night, how Imam Hussein alayhi salam, oh Habib, come, let's play. He died, but he got up because Imam Hussein called, he got up. This is Imam Akram, this is honor given by God to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. In another hadith, which is very unique and special, that comes from the Prophet, and here Prophet says that in one of the riwayat, Zamani Rasul Khuda dar manzil Hazrat Fatima, Imam Hussain ra dar baghal dasht, naga giriye kard wa be sajde uftadan, be sajde uftadan. Imam Hussain, the Prophet had Imam Hussain next to him, and then all of a sudden he cried and he fall in the sajda after crying, right? Ay Fatima, ay dukhtar Muhammad, hamana khudawand Ali al-A'la dar hamin khane wa dar in sa'at dar nekutarin surat wa behtarin hayat khud ra be man nishan dad wa farmud ay Muhammad aya Hussain ra dost dari arz kardam parwardigara o ra o noor chashm man wa daste rehan ya daste gul man wa miwe dilam و پوست امیان دو چشم امن هست. پس در حالی که دستش را بر سر حسین علیه السلام گذارده بود، فرمود ای محمد مبارک باشد مولودی که برکت و درودها و رحمت و رضوان من بر اوست و غضب و لعنت و سخت و عذاب و خاری و رسوایی من بر کسی باد که او را بکشد و به او بغض و دشمنی و درگیری پیدا کند. So basically he's saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed himself in the best form to me, and then he spoke about Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Although Imam Hussain is still little, he spoke about the shahadat of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifested himself in the best hayat, in the best forms to him. Rasulullah Khuda seeing the jalal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the house of Siddiqai Kubra while Imam Hussain alayhi salam is there, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealing about Imam Hussain or showing the maqam. He's known as the Sayyidul Shuhada. And he's been known to be as the one who is the who will have or attain a maqam or a station that none of the makhluqeen would achieve that maqam. That is mukhtas and special for Imam Hussain. This is honor. Now, this is the honor. And obviously, there has to be labbaik, and that is Hussein. Only Hussein could say that labbaik to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he has done it, right? So Imam Hussein is saying that, you know, min al karamat bima yusahhilu, because of these karamat, these honors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have given, it has become easy for us. How do you guys fast in the month of Ramadan? It is so difficult. You don't even drink water. No, we don't. You know, you don't eat anything. No, we don't. So how long? Is it 3 hours, 4 hours? No, from dawn to dusk. Really? Oh, it's impossible. It's easy for us. We could do it. Our children does it. You know, 9-year-old, you know, our daughters, they do it. Really, 9-year-old? Yes, they do it. Oh, it's so hard, so difficult. No, it is easy. Why? Akramtana. It is an honor given to us, and it has become easy for us to do so. You know, so therefore, the same way, it's honor given and it becomes easy. And we have to really take that step to do so. If you say, oh, it's hard, it's difficult, no. Now here, Imam Hussain also says that, you know, فَإِنَّ لَكُمْ شَتْرَ دَعْلِكْ مِنَ الْكَرَامَاتِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. And for you as well, O Ashab, for you as well, some of these karamat is there by which it will become easy for you. Now, how easy it became for them? How easy it became for them? In the hadith we said last night, you know, I don't want to, you know, read the whole hadith here in regards to the fazilat of the ashab of Imam Hussein, where the Prophet have mentioned in regards to the fazilat of ashab of Imam Hussein, And our fifth Imam, Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam, says, he says that they are the ones upon whom the blade, or the iron, will have no effect. When they will be cut, this iron will have no effect upon their body. They will have no pain. It will become, not that they will not have pain, the pain will be there. When we are fasting, we are facing, but it is so sweet. When we are awake all night, we are tired, but it is so sweet, it is so easy, that we really yearn for it, we really want to do it over and over again. You know, the amal of the nights of Qadr, that we were awake, that we recited all these, it was hard, it wasn't easy, but we really yearn for it. It became easy for us, we really liked it, the pain wasn't there, you know. So it's the same way as the fire becomes garden for Ibrahim, it will be for the ashab of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, right? It will be that sort of peace and bliss for them, because of that karamat that been given to them. If you look at Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam, honored and offered these karamat by attending to them, each and every one of them. Zuhair, Imam Hussain sent his messenger. That's an honor. The wife says that, wow unto you, Zuhair, that the grandson is calling you and you don't go. For some people, Imam Hussain, he himself went. The same way as Allah, لَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ, as Allah have honored each and everyone, Imam Hussain honored each and everyone in different ways. He goes to the tent of Ubaidullah ibn Hurr Jufi and he says, will you join me? He goes to Abdullah ibn Umar, he asks, will you join me? He goes to the son of Zuhair, you know, will you join me? Right? This is the grandson of the Prophet, Sayyida Shabab Ahl al-Jannah, where they're not present there. He himself is going and asking them, right? But they say labbaik, you know, the responsibility is there. That honor been given. Ubaidullah ibn Hur says that here's my sword and here's my horse, not me, right? So therefore the honor is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or those who are the representatives of God, like Imam Hussain alayhi salam here. And I will end here the khutbah because it's quite important. It's not easy to overlook that. And where Imam Hussain alayhi salam says that, you know, بکرامت‌های به مختص گردانیده که تحمل سختی بر من آسان است. ولی برای شما نیز مقداری از آن کرامت‌های خداوند متعال هست. و بدانید که دنیا شیرینی و تلخیش خواب می باشد و بیداری در آخرت هست. The bitter, the sweetness and the bitterness of the dunya, the difficulties, the trials of the dunya, or the joys of the dunya, it's like a dream. But the real, or the awakening, or the real life is in the hereafter. So Imam Hussain alayhi salam is calling, and we could, if we think of the best time we had, we say that it's like a dream for us now. Or the problems or difficulties we had, it's like a dream for us now. It's gone. It's not there anymore. But what will remain, what will be there is the Akhirat. And the one who have achieved the Akhirat, who have gained the Akhirat, he's fortunate, he says. And then one who have lost it, you know, he's the most misfortunate person. So what remains and what will be with us is the Akhirat. So on the eve of Ashura, Imam Hussain alayhi salam reminded his ashab. And he says, we've been honored, you've been honored. And then in order to gain that, it is not easy, it will be difficult, you know. And he initially he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the times of Sarra'i wa Dharra'i, you know. He thanks God for that. And then he says, what will remain is in the hereafter. And we will be fortunate if we really say labbaik to this honor that given to us, right? And that's how the izzat of Imam Hussain, that's how the dignity of the ashab of Imam Hussain and the qiyam of Imam Hussain have remained today, right? After thousand and more, you know, 14,400 years after, it has remained. Each and every ashab, unique and special, you know, has their own dignity. has their own izzat. Why? Because they have said labbaik, because they have fulfilled their responsibility towards that honor that was given. Brothers and sisters, and myself as well, Allah have really honored us. Imam Hussein, the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, have really honored us with this love. Now, it is us to really fulfill our responsibility towards this honor given to us. With the aql and intellect that Allah have given, and through amal and our action and our amal isaliyah. Having said that, there are certain hurdles which will not allow us to really embark upon this path of dignity. And inshallah, what those are, we'll look at it tomorrow, which is the last, you know, majlis tomorrow. We'll look at those hurdles that are there that will not allow us. When a person focuses upon these divine realities that are there, all of these, whether that be izzat, it returns back to Al-Aziz, which is the name of Allah. Whether that be self-recognition, it goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. And the honor, لَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا, it goes back to that very name, who is Allah, who is Kareem. So all of these realities that are there, which we are asked to acquire and to have them, and to its perfect level, everything, it goes back to that Tawheed. Nothing remains but that Tawheed and that color of God, which is all of these unique and special realities. And this is what the uprising of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is for, is that we all go in that direction of Tawheed, that we acquire all of these divine unique qualities that are out there. You know, it is for us to acquire, whether that be honor, which comes from Kareem, whether that be Izzat, which comes from Al-Aziz, whether that be that self-recognition, which comes from that very essential reality, divine reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we embark upon it, then we will acquire it. وَيَبَقَى. And then, as Allah says, that everything will be destroyed, but the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain. What is the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? These are the things, these are the realities, these are the, this is the very face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wajhullah, right? Aina. This morning we recited, didn't we, in Dua-i Nutba, where is that face of God? When we are addressing to the Imam of our time, we tell him, Wajhullah, he is the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, he is that honor, he is that izzat, you know, he is that wajh, he is that kareem, he is the Imam. So we hope and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we acquire these unique divine qualities and attributes, inshallah, by understanding it, by focusing upon them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bihaq Imam Hussain alayhi salam give us the tawfiq. The swift way to do tawassul, to intercede, is the masaib of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, as we are in the days of the musibat of the children of Imam Hussain. After the imprisoning of the women and children, as we discussed last night, they were taken through the qatalgah, through the bodies of the shuhada, where it remained in the plain of Karbala. They were still not buried, and they were taken captives to Kufa. Still, they were unaware or uncertain of their destiny. They were thinking that they will be free in Kufa, and they will go back, you know, to Medina. But they waited for the verdict, basically. And when Ibn Ziyad corresponded with Yazid, and finally the letter came that they should be imprisoned and brought to Sham. And when Imam Sajjad came and disclosed this news to the women and children, it was lamenting and crying. They were not expecting that they will be in prison and chained, and they will be taken to Syria. It was a long journey. It was a long journey. As those who have gone and done the ziyarat, they might have seen small graves next to the road that they travel from Iraq to Syria. These small children who were in the laps of their mother, when they fell, they were not allowed to really pick them up, and they died, and they got buried there. the reports in regards to their captives and how they were taken are very few. Some of them, they really remained sort of some of the visions that the scholars have had, or some of the analysis that they have extracted from the type of zulm and oppression that they have been through. In one of the scholar describes that as they were taken captives, there wasn't enough time for them to really condole each other. And in one of the writings or in one of the speeches, one of the scholars mentions that there was a caravan going, ladies tied, their hands were tied, and there was a man in front of this caravan who was chained, and his hands were tied to his neck, and he was barefooted and he was walking, and they made sure that he walks on thorns. And all of a sudden they see that a small girl runs to the front. When this man sits, this little girl, she runs to the front and she hugs this young lad, this man who was in the front, exchange few words. Perhaps this was Sakina giving pursa to the brother Zainul Abidin. And then she picks few thorns from the feet of this man as it was bleeding. Because this man, his hands were tied to his neck. He cannot do anything about it. So this girl was picking thorns from the feet of this man. This is how it has been described. Some scenes have been described like before they were taken to different villages, the caravan stops, the man goes into the village and announces that the prisoners of war are coming, the rebels are coming, they are imprisoned, they will take out the heads of their family members, 72 heads placed upon the spears right in the front of the caravan. Some of the heads are the heads of a 9-year-old. Some of the heads are the heads of a 13-year-old. And one of the head is also of a 6-month-old. These heads will be in the front. And the ladies will be allowed to enter the different bazaars, the different streets in the villages. And people will come and gather and clap and throw sadaqah upon them, throw dates upon them, will make fun of them. In what state the Princess Zainab would be? In what state Umm Farwa, the mother of Qasim, would be? All of these people, all of these ladies, they, as they adhere to the Islamic ethos so much, now they are brought in public without chadar. Imagine what they've been going through. Imagine that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, what he would be facing. As he himself have said, that the most difficult time for him was the bazaars of Sham. It wasn't easy for him to really comprehend, to really to digest, to really take that, to really bear that. It wasn't easy for him. It wasn't easy for him when somebody moves forward and says that, Sakina, I want to buy you as a slave girl. Do you think that would have been easy for Imam Sajjad alayhi salam? Imam Sajjad, for the whole kainat is in his hands. If he says kun fayakun, and somebody moving forward and he's saying, I want to buy Sakina as a slave girl, what Sajjad have gone through? What Zainab have gone through? Zainab moves forward and she says, Sajjad, protect Sakina. Zikr-e Aba Abdullah al-Hussein, Ruz-e Ashura, ya Zahra tha. Jab Imam Hussein حضرت سکینہ سے خداحافظی کرتے ہیں, حضرت سکینہ کو کہتے ہیں کہ جب سکینہ تم پہ مشکل آ جائے تو اپنی دادی کو پکارنا, یا زہرہ یا زہرہ پہ فاطمہ تھا, کیونکہ ہم دعا میں پڑھتے ہیں, وہ مرکز آیت تطہیر ہے, یا زہرہ یا زہرہ. اس لیے کہا گیا ہے جب امام حسین علیہ السلام گھوڑے کی زین سے گر رہے تھے اپنی اماں کو پکار رہے تھے, جب زمین پر تھے, لب گشا جب ہو رہے تھے, لوگ جاننا چاہتے تھے کہ آخر حسین پڑھ کیا رہے ہیں, جب قریب آتے تھے حسین سے کہ قریب اور سنتے تھے, وہ کہہ رہے ہیں یا زہرہ یا زہرہ. اپنے آپ کو عاشور کے دن زہرہ کا بیٹا ہوں بول کے معرفی کرے ہیں, زہرا کو بہت پکارا ہے. اسی طرح سے وصیت کرتے ہیں سکینہ سے, جب تم پہ مشکل آ جائے تو یا زہرا کر کے پکارنا. قافلہ سیریا کی طرف روانہ ہوا ہے, شام کی طرف روانہ ہوا ہے, سر نیزوں پر ہے لیکن قافلہ آگے نہیں بڑھ رہا ہے, سر حسین آگے نہیں بڑھ رہا ہے. شمر پوچھتا ہے آخر ماجرا کیا ہے, سر حسین آگے کیوں نہیں بڑھ رہا ہے. پھر اس کے بعد شمر سے کہا گیا جا کے امام سجاد سے پوچھو. جب امام سجاد سے پوچھا گیا کہ سر آگے نہیں بڑھ رہے ہیں, یہاں پہ امام سجاد بولتے ہیں کہ آیا سکینہ اس قافلے میں ہے؟ جب دیکھا گیا تو سکینہ نہیں ہے, بچی اس قافلے میں نہیں ہے, اس لیے سر حسین آگے نہیں بڑھ رہا. جب زینب ڈھونڈنے لگتی ہے سکینہ کو اور پھر اس کے بعد آگے جاتی ہے تو دیتی ہے سکینہ گریہ کرتے ہوئے ہے. یہاں پہ پوچھا گیا میری بچی تم گریہ کیوں کر رہی ہو اور تم کہاں رہ گئی تھی؟ کیونکہ جب قافلہ رکتا تھا تو انہیں وقت دیا جاتا تھا کہ یہ تھوڑا آرام کر لیں. تو سکینہ کہتی ہے کہ میں جب قافلہ رکا میں تھکی ہوئی تھی اور میں اس درخت کے نیچے سو گئی تھی, کیونکہ یہاں پہ چھاؤں تھی, یہاں پہ ٹھنڈک تھی, اسی وجہ سے میں یہاں سو گئی تھی. پھر اس کے بعد مجھے بیدار کیا گیا, مجھے اٹھایا گیا. کس طرح سے اٹھایا گیا؟ مجھے لات مار کر اٹھایا گیا. پھر اس کے بعد پوچھا گیا کہ آخر کیوں؟ تو میں نے جواب میں کہا کہ میں جب یہاں پہ پہنچی مجھے ایسا لگا کہ کوئی بی بی آئی ہے اور مجھے آغوش میں سلا لی ہے, اسی وجہ سے میں اٹھ نہیں پائی, اسی وجہ سے میں آگے نہیں جا پائی. پھر اس کے بعد حضرت زینب پوچھتی ہے کہ آخر تم گھوم کیسے گئی تھی, آخر تم پیچھے کیسا رہ گئی تھی اور یہ بی بی کہاں سے آئی؟ یہاں پہ سکینہ فرماتی ہے کہ میں جب گھوم گئی تھی میرے بابا مجھ سے کہے تھے کہ تم مشکل آئے گی جب گھوم تم پہ جب مشکل آئے گی اور پریشان ہوگے تو تم یا زہرا کہنا. میں نے یا زہرا کہا اور ایک بی بی میرے سامنے آ گئی اور مجھے آغوش میں لے لی اور میں اس درخت کے نیچے سو گئی تھی. پھر اس کے بعد مجھے اس طرح سے بیدار کیا گیا. اس طرح سے یہ قافلہ ایک شہر سے دوسرے شہر آگے بڑھتا چلا گیا. پھر وہ وقت بھی آ گیا جہاں پر یہ قافلہ شام جا پہنچا. اللہ لعنۃ اللہ علیہ قوم الظالمین سیعلم الذین ظلموا ینقلبون ان للہ و انا الیہ راجعون. اما تم حسین.